Welcome to the Dry Bar Comedy Podcast, folks. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, Taylor. Way across the way over
there. Oh, it's so far. I can't. Well, you guys know what it is. It's the Dry Bar Comedy Podcast. It's the only place where you can hang out, get to know, and laugh with your favorite Dry Bar comedians. Pretty good deal, I'd say.
Pretty good deal. You got Jordan Macon right here.
Jordan Macon and Taylor Nielsen over here.
Yeah, but I'm a Dry Bar comedian, and you work at Dry Bar, but you're not a Dry Bar comedian.
I'm a comedian and at Dry Bar.
At Dry Bar, okay. Just to clarify just terms here.
Legally, for legal precedence.
We have a special episode today.
We thought we'd try something different. So, folks, let us know in the comments whether you love what we're doing or whether you never want to see us again.
I don't make the rules. No middle ground.
I don't know the meaning of the words of the ground.
We don't need to get into it now. We don't have time. Fun stuff to do.
We got some fun things. So basically what we're doing here today is we're going to take a look at our favorite Dry Bar bits about
college,
because people are graduating.
Yeah. It's summertime, early summer. People have been graduating. What a treat to graduate and then sit down with your family and watch this episode.
Yeah, we can all laugh together.
We'll be there too. Oh, we'll be.
We're
in
gonna
episode.
Be laughing
in the episode.
Laughing.
I was hoping they'd invite us over to watch it with them.
I've tried. I tried to get an invite. They don't want it.
The whole goal of this podcast was for us to make friends, because we thought if we made a podcast and people would invite us to come watch ourselves with them.
Yeah, yeah.
Hasn't really worked out.
We're getting there. Okay. You and me.
All right.
But yeah, the topic is college.
All right.
So we're gonna count down some of our favorite bits. All right, in no particular order.
All right.
So,
K through 12 can get out of here, because
today it's for the college.
It's for the college.
All right. Let's take a look at our first bit.
My degree is in Spanish. That's what I got my degree in. That's not the only classes they made me take, though. They made me take these ethics classes when I was in school. Couldn't take them seriously, you guys. Couldn't get into them, because ethics classes are always full of these hypothetical scenarios, right, that are meant to test your ethics, but they're never based on anything that could happen in real life. Like, the first day of class, my professor was like, John, imagine that you were driving down the road with your brother and you have the only vial with the cure for cancer in it. You get in a car crash, and if you pull your brother out of the wreckage, you'll break the vial and lose the cure for cancer. But if you do nothing, you'll save the vial, but your brother will die. What do you do? And I said, I would fire the guy who cured cancer and only made one vial full. Who's this guy who's smart enough to cure cancer, but dumb enough to be like, yep, that's enough. I can't see the world needing any more than this. I'd also fire the guy who entrusted the only vial with the cure for cancer to an undergraduate Spanish student and his aspiring rock guitarist brother. Want to know how that decision was made? We need to deliver this cure to Dr. Mendez. Unfortunately, he only speaks Spanish and the blues. All of a sudden, I'm saving the world with my 3.2 GPA. I don't think this is going to work, you guys.
That's our friend John Deming.
John Deming, man.
John Deming. These ethics and values classes, man.
Did you take any of those in your...
I think it was required, but I think they're really trying to get rid of it out of requirements now.
Well, because kids nowadays, they don't understand ethics.
No, they don't understand, you know...
Right and wrong,
or what's more right or less right.
Doing the right thing. It's not...
It's like the end of the Dark Knight, dude. Should you blow up the boat with the civilians on it or the prisoners on it?
That's an example of an ethical dilemma. Yeah.
Christopher Nolan took this class and he put it into the plot.
He made a movie about it.
A multi-million dollar film.
Well.
I want to say this about John. He says he has a 3.2 GPA.
Is that good?
You're saying that's good?
Is that good?
What was your GPA?
My GPA was 3.9 or something. Like, it was In college, we're talking about?
You're saying, why are you humble flexing right now? Humble bragging. It was like a 3.9 or something. Is that a number that they have for GPAs? Is that good? Is 3.9 good?
No, it was probably 3.85. It's not.
Were you magna cum laude?
Yeah, I was.
Me too. You'll never one-up me.
What was your GPA, though?
It was like 3.8 something. Is that good?
I think it is. I think it's very
John's
good.
Down because John, we think, is a lawyer now.
So
he went to law school, at least.
Yeah.
Maybe he went to law school for
Yeah, John, I wouldn't bring up when you're trying to get a client the 3.2
yeah,
GPA
keep the 3.2
thing.
3.2 on the RDL.
On the down low.
But no, that's a...
That's a solid bit. But I took some ethics classes. I learned a little bit about philosophy. I know about... no, that turns out I don't know. What are some of the... Kant?
Descartes.
But yeah, let's see our next... let's take a look at our next person.
But true story, though. Only in America. True story. My cousin Calvin from Brooklyn, right? Spent 7 years in prison. And that's not the dream part. 7 years in prison. While in prison, took classes, got his college degree in jail. Graduated top of his jail class. Was so so proud of him. He made the warden's list, so he was a great student. My cousin got out of jail with his degree, and in 2 weeks, he got a job at a bank. No, I'm just teasing you. He didn't get a job at a bank. He did a bank job, is what I meant to say. Yeah. Well, you know, he wanted to go back, get his master's degree, continue his studies. It was unfortunate, though, because when he went back in, they sent him to a different jail, and his credits didn't transfer. He had to start. He went to community jail. You got to go to the right jail, is all I'm saying. People.
Hey, that's our good friend Dwayne Perkins. Who sat in this very chair. We had a great time with.
He's been on the pod, yeah.
And talking about prison degrees.
Pretty.
I didn't know that was a thing, but I can tell you going to college felt like prison for me.
I'm so glad we have an actual comedy bit to like as a control to show how bad that joke was.
Oh, jeez.
Right next to it. It wasn't that bad.
It was a little. I mean,
I'm sorry. I've been.
You kind of are an expert on anti-humor, so I'll go with you on that one.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. How do you think jail college is different than regular college?
I would say doing homework's probably more fun.
How do you mean?
Because jail seems hard and... I don't know. I don't know how to respond to this without being weirdly offensive to jail people.
Just
prisoners, what they're called.
Just what do you? How do you think it's different? Actually,
well, I think part of the big difference is in jail college, you're incarcerated, and you go home to a jail cell.
I know that.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or do you want to ask me that one again? I don't know what to say. What kind of degrees do they offer in jail?
Probably everything that you can get outside, right?
Everything?
Maybe not.
I don't think they're giving philosophy degrees in there, so it's not going to help them out.
Maybe not criminal studies. Is that a degree?
That might be a good one, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then they're like, oh, open the textbook. I'm in here. Maybe.
We can't post this. It's too mean to prison people.
Have you ever known anybody who's goes to jail? Has gone to jail?
Who goes to jail?
to teach classes.
You know, I actually do. I think the university I worked at, we had some professors that would go teach courses at the jail.
It's pretty awesome, honestly.
It's
so
good work.
I mean, it's like he makes a joke out of it.
Honestly, you shouldn't be joking about it. It's kind of a bold and noble. It's kind of shame on you, Dwayne.
Shame on you, Dwayne.
This is a hard one because I don't know. I want to make jokes about jail, but I feel a little messed up doing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Big shout out to Dwayne. That was a lot of fun. Let's see the next clip.
I love doing stand-up. I started when I was in college, but I didn't really want to tell anybody yet. And I remember as graduation got closer, people would always ask, you know, like, Michael, what are you going to do after you graduate? What are you going to do after graduation? What are you going to do after you graduate? I'd just be like, well, I'm pretty sure my parents are taking me out to eat. After that, I have no idea. So that's what happened. In college, people expect when you go for something else to happen. Like, I remember when my dad and I were out on campus before school started. He's like, Michael, he just looked around. He's like, if you work really hard in 10 years, people could be calling you Dr. Michael. Dad, I don't even want to be a rapper. It seems kind of difficult to rhyme all the time. I just did it, but that was by accident. I can't.
That's our friend Michael Palasak. Can I tell you a story about Michael Palasak?
For sure, yeah.
Is that allowed?
Is it about college? No.
I'll relate it back to college in a little bit. But my current wife, who was not my wife at the time of this story, the first time she saw me do stand-up comedy was opening for Michael Palasak. And we were like kind of like loose friends. So it was just like, hey, you should come to a comedy show sometime.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she came to a comedy show at this place that's now demolished in Sandy. But I opened for Michael Palasak. She bought one of his albums to give to her brother.
Really? Really?
She was on a date with a different man.
To go to your comedy show?
Yeah.
And then slowly as she watched you, she just pushed her date away and then walked up to the stage.
That's pretty much how it happened. But that's cool. I like that bit. Did you, when you graduated, right?
Yeah, I did.
Did your family take you
3.9 GPA.
Is that good?
Very.
I don't think it's 3.9, because if you're 3.9, you'd be summa instead of magna.
I am summa.
No, you're not.
Yeah. I put on a loincloth. I get in the ring.
Oh, sumo wrestling. I see what you're doing there.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, Mr. Sumo, where'd you go to eat when you celebrated your...
You know, that's funny because I was just thinking, I was trying to remember and I remembered and then I was like, oh man, what a bad choice. It was Red Robin.
You get unlimited fries.
Yeah.
What more do you want?
Yeah, I do like the fries and I like the special spice blend they put on there on the fries. Campfire sauce, you dip the fries in there.
Yeah, it's great. It's kind of a spicy fry sauce or like a...
Yeah, it's got a little
sauce.
Bit of smoke to it or something.
This is not a paid advertisement.
But we always manage to bring up food, a lot of food on this.
You don't
podcast.
Like their? I think Red Robin's. Like, I don't go there a whole lot, so I don't really know.
I think what it was is I was comparing Red Robin to my childhood memories of Red Robin.
Oh, it doesn't live up.
No,
but what does?
What does my childhood memories? I'd say your comedy lives up to my
childhood.
To my childhood.
You were
memories.
Young when you saw me.
Yeah.
That's a good bit. I hate that question all the time. What are
about
you
going to
do?
What are you
going to do?
Did you know what you were going to do?
Yes, I was going to co-host the Dry Bar Comedy Podcast.
And that was way before it was even...
Dry Bar existed.
It wasn't even a twinkle in my eye yet.
Yeah.
Or yours. Well, I guess...
I don't know how it works. It would be a twinkle in my eye if I was thinking of it, right?
Yeah.
But what did you think of the bit?
Scale of 1 to 4, 3.9.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, I think... Yeah, it was always stressful to think about like what you were going to do right after college. I had a job here at Dry Bar, and so then that I knew that was what I was going to do after college.
That's nice.
And I know that's what I'm going to do till the day I die.
It's on the record, folks.
And then they would put a memoriam up. I sadly perished the day after.
They fired the day after. No, I love Michael Palasak's way funny.
That was great.
We almost nabbed him as a guest, but he's a little too busy for us.
He's slippery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Palasak.
Yep.
Michael Palasak will get you, man.
Okay.
That's this whispering bit.
And thanks so much for talking to me. I appreciate it. About the college and... Because I was doing a show, you guys all clapped when I said about colleges. You guys, this is a smart crowd. I'm not just saying that. I could tell immediately you guys were going to be a good crowd and a smart crowd. That's not true every night for us. Okay, every night is not. Like, I was doing a show last week. I was in whatever city makes it funny for you. I And so I come out and I go, anybody here, you know, go to college, you know, make some noise. Were you guys at Clapped? That place, dead silence. Seriously, nobody clapped. People were just looking at me like angry that I had brought it up. So I was panicking. I'm like, I got to change this question, you know, so some people can answer. So I go, that's okay. You know, anybody here ever know anybody that went to college? Nobody. Anybody ever drive by a college? Anybody know how to spell college? What if I let you work in groups? Has anyone ever made a collage? Thank you so much for laughing at that. They did not laugh at it in whatever city you picked.
What city did you pick, Taylor?
The dumbest city?
Yeah, because you had to pick. We had to put our own flavor to this joke.
It was like a Choose Your Own Adventure joke.
Where'd you grow up? Unrelated.
Battleground, Washington.
Yep, that's what I picked. Gotcha, Taylor.
You sure did. And you made it look so effortless, too.
Is that really the name where you grew up? Battleground?
Yeah, Battleground. It's...
That must be Central Washington.
It's actually South. Why? Why?
Because I feel like when you get to the coast, it's hippies and, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's actually funny because the reason it's called Battleground is because it was designated as a battleground between settlers and natives.
Okay.
And then it never happened. The battle never happened.
Oh, really?
Isn't that funny?
Why didn't it happen?
You know, probably the settlers wimped out. They're like, oh, I'm scared. I don't know.
You know, where I grew up, there's a place called Battle Creek or Creek, depending on Creek. How you pronounce it.
Yeah, I pronounce it Creek.
And that was a place where an actual battle took place. So you kind of came from like an imposter place. I grew up on an actual battleground.
Wow.
Well, interesting.
That's the Battle Creek is what I think the dumbest city is.
Are you a Creek
is.
Or Creek guy?
Creek, yeah.
You say Creek?
Yeah. How about you?
I kind of go back and forth.
Crick?
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, crick is something that's in your neck, not really a...
Oh, you got a crick in your neck.
Crick in your neck, which is a different word, right?
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't even know.
If I went to college, I don't know.
Yeah.
Look at us coming back around to the theme of this episode.
Okay, so now this is an interesting point. Would you rather perform for a bunch of people with college degrees or people who've never been to college?
Oh, that's kind of the...
Or mix of both.
The million-dollar question. You probably want a mix of both.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I have highbrow comedy. I kind of do the whole spectrum of comedy. And
sure.
I don't know. I don't really. Probably people that aren't as smart like my comedy.
Yeah. I like your comedy.
I'm not a real thinker.
Yeah. So you want a... I feel like... I don't think there's any correlation between how smart people are and whether they've gone to college. I think that's a misnomer.
How smart people are and what?
Whether they've gone to college.
Whether or not they've gone to college.
Yeah. Because think
about... there's a difference?
Huh? There is a difference. But I don't think... Like, think about Zuckerboy. Like, he dropped out of college. He went to Harvard, I guess.
When you go to a doctor, out my argument. When you go to a doctor, do you say, do you have a teaching... Or do you have a medical degree?
Yeah.
And before they answer, you go, psych, I don't care.
Yeah. Well, I never ask. Do you ask your doctor about the...
I always ask the credentials.
Hey, okay.
If I'm getting
before we get started here, do you have a medical degree?
Show me your badge.
And then, if they don't have a badge.
Yeah, I picture like a cop.
It's called a stethoscope. No, but I mean...
What you're getting at is that there's a difference between street smart and college smart.
I don't know if there is.
All right.
That's what I'm getting at. College smart. But there's also people who are, you know, maybe good at like book learning who don't go to college and they learn from actual books. Maybe they read more books than people who gone to college.
But if you don't go to college, what are you reading? R.L. Stein?
R.L. Stein, author of Goosebumps?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know about you. I knew how to read before I went to college.
I know, but I just didn't know what the good books were. All I knew was R.L. Stein before I went.
It's a good book. R.L. Stine.
Haunted Mask?
Yeah.
Haunted Mask Part 2?
Is this... what?
Say Cheese and Die? I'm telling you
the
names.
These are different ones. What's the one with the puppet on the cover?
Oh, the puppet.
The puppet, yeah.
It's like a name, I feel like. I liked Haunted Mask. I like Say Cheese and Die. Say Cheese and Die Part 2. I liked Haunted Mask Part 2. And those were the only two titles I remember.
R.L. Stine.
R.L. Stine.
Who went to college? Next video.
Let's fact check that. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no.
This is great.
No, I should be grateful. I have a good job. I actually work at a university. I teach public speaking. I try to play it cool because I'm actually not that much older than a lot of my students. It's like, for example, this one girl raised her hand and she was like, "Hey, Mr. Macon, I have a question." I was like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa. Mr. Macon's my dad's name. You will refer to me as Professor Macon from here on out." You know, just playing it cool, keeping it cash. Believe it or not, students can be actually disrespectful. This happened, I finished a lecture, I said, "Are there any questions?" A student raised his hand, I said, "Yes." He said, "Yeah, you look like the bad guy from Toy Story 2. It seems like you agree." But I was so mad, I needed to put him in his place. I was like, "Look, kid, that was not a question. If you wanted to further the discussion, say, 'Do you look like the bad guy from Toy Story 2? And I would have said yes, and we could have had a discussion about it. As another time, I was teaching this class, it was kind of rowdy. The whole class was actually out of control. And what I wanted to say was, "You guys better be quiet or else I'm going to blow a gasket." That's an actual phrase people say. But I was so flustered, what came out was, "You guys better be quiet or else I'm going to flip a casket." And there was a pause. Because both parties knew something was wrong. And what I can do in that situation is either I can pull back and like lose some respect, or I could commit 100%. I committed 100%. I was just like, "Yeah, I'm so mad I'll be flipping all your caskets. I'm going to come to your funeral and disrespect it. That's what I'm going to do."
You don't have to watch anymore.
I'm enjoying it. I just have so many comments that I want to make.
That's a masterclass at driving jokes into the ground. Who was that guy? I don't like him at all.
Why doesn't he get LASIK?
Why did
and grow his hair out the back? That's what I wonder.
I look at myself back then and I'm like, "That's the shirt you chose?
Yeah.
Just didn't comb your hair that day?"
But think about it. Fashion was different in the early 2000s.
In the early aughts, as they call it. Yeah, that's me.
Now we're getting a diff.
That was painful for me to watch. Listeners at home, I'm glad you liked it.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. We're getting a different flavor of the college experience because you're coming from it
from a teaching angle.
As a professor or sorry, instructor.
Yeah. I should have never taught you the difference. Should have never taught you the difference because right now I would like a little bit of respect from you.
If you,
but the truth is, listeners at home, viewers at home, not everybody that teaches at a university is a professor. Actually, very few are. Probably. Most of the teachers you had in college were not professors.
Were instructors.
I just know I flipped your world upside down like I was flipping those caskets.
Oh, man.
I did. So those two stories,
yeah,
hilarious as they are,
yeah,
are both just completely true. No embellishments on those.
That's funny.
I was teaching in a bunch of high school students.
I was waiting for some embellishments.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. That was one of my favorite bits that we've seen so far. But I love know and love you so much. So that's probably why. The professor, the instructor. What was he gonna say? What were the bits about?
That you just watched?
It was flipping caskets. And what was the first one about?
That I look like the bad guy from Toy Story 2.
Oh, yeah.
I don't anymore. I changed my look just because of that.
Do you, when you went to college, did it, what was your opinion of professors or instructors?
I thought they were pretty cool. Like, especially, like, on classes that I thought were fun, like film classes.
Yeah.
And there's some teachers, I mean, there are teachers you jive with and teachers that you don't. And, I feel like I'm talking about cool, smooth jazz right now.
Keep going. Okay. Yeah.
So there's some I really like. The ones I liked, I thought were super cool. But once you start teaching, you realize we're just older students scrambling to make lectures.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel any different now as I did as a student, and I'm the one teaching now. You know what I mean?
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, there were a lot of professors that I liked, and some I love a good eccentric professor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had one that was always decked out. It was a film professor. He was always decked out head to toe in like themed movie gear. Like one day it was Black Panther, had a Black Panther hat on, Black Panther backpack, belt buckle, shoes. And
backpack, belt buckle.
Not even like we were watching Black Panther that day. It was just like everything he had to wear he got from, you know, Hot Topic or something.
And, that's cool.
Yeah. And so I like that guy.
Yeah. And what's funny is that the teachers you think are cool, sometimes when on the other side of it, you realize that they're like the teachers just like do their own thing. And as a department, usually the teachers that they're like annoyed at, like from the
doing their own thing, like, yeah, like on the side, they're like, you know, like selling stickers or something, or
like, yeah, what? Like selling stickers. No, I meant more in the classroom. Like, there's like a department, like, you take a film class. There should be like four teachers probably teaching the exact same class.
Like a Dead Poet Society type. Someone who takes a different, you know, approach to teaching.
Which as on a student end is usually pretty cool. But on like a department end, it's like, can they just do the thing that we want
He's
them
not
to
covering
do?
Any of the curriculum we need. Yeah.
The students are inspired, but they're not going to pass these exams.
Yeah, exactly. That's funny. Shout out to the solid college professors out there and instructors. We appreciate you and keep instructing.
Keep instructing.
Or professing.
No matter what they say.
Why do they call them where'd that come from? Do you have any insights on this?
Yeah, we're not supposed to talk about it.
Okay.
I don't know. To profess, I mean, that's like to talk, right?
Yeah.
To profess your love to someone.
Yeah, it's like very earnest for what?
Super earnest.
For the way that most college professors are just like, all right, turn to this.
Yeah. Professors aren't doing a lot of professing. I still teach.
But the good ones are.
I got a good, do you want me to hear, I got student reviews this past week.
Oh, yeah.
And I got one that was, it was very nice to me, but it was just all other. He said, unlike most teachers, Jordan actually cares.
Yeah.
And I don't really. No, I do. I had one time, getting student evaluations is always a rough thing. And they're anonymous. And I just had one that just said, I breathe too loud.
Oh, man.
And that wrecked me for a long time. Now I'm conscious of it.
Yeah.
Because it said suggestions for improvement. And the comment was, IDK, maybe don't breathe so loud, ?
Oh, my gosh.
Brutal.
Yeah. They don't know what they're talking about.
Why'd you bring this up, man?
Let's go to the next clip.
Now, my kids are older, so my son... just turned 23, just graduated from the University of Delaware. So, yay! I know, thank you. He's a blue hen, and now he's a waiter, and he lives at home. It's so great. I'm so proud. It's so great. $200,000, and he's a waiter at home. How great is that? Yay, biology! Yay! Made $100 today. So happy. So proud.
Okay.
Taylor, you got a little spit. You did a spit take.
I did a spit
that
take.
Clip.
That last one got me good, and I just splattered all over myself. So my apologies.
It's all too real. The issue of people getting degrees and then not using them,
and then ended up waiters.
Not to, if you're a recent graduate with your holding your degree, watching this show. Yeah. The future's bright for you.
We're all waiters, you know, for a little bit. Like, we're waiting to get a job.
Oh.
You see what I mean?
Wow, dude. Did you take a poetry class or something in college? That was
ethics and values. Ethics and values. No, yeah. Have you? What's the biggest education to employment disparity you've ever heard? Can you think of anything?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. It's so good that I kind of hate that question.
Just make something up, man.
Yeah, I knew a guy that got a... Oh.
Okay. It's a good question, but...
I knew a guy that got his PhD in construction. What did he build with it? Step stool, man.
What?
He got his PhD.
Do you have the Don Free? Is the Don Friesen one on there?
I love my kids. They're very expensive. They're getting the older they get, the more expensive they get, right? People are putting pressure on me with my son. You know, are you saving up for his college yet? I haven't even paid for my college, man. Are you kidding? I owe $25,000 in student loans. I'm gonna have to walk him up through the financial aid line to the people I still know. Yeah, I got a tab going, right? We're good. Yeah, no, turns out I am alive. I know, weird.
Don gets it, man.
Don Friesen.
That's a good idea. Maybe you should make it. When I have kids, I'm going to say, you can go to college once you pay off my college.
Yeah.
So I can make them work to pay off my debt. Yeah, that's good. Then I'll let them go to college.
And then it's a generational thing. Their kids are paying off their debt. Yeah, I mean... Are you still paying off your college?
Yeah, probably will always be. It's a part of me now.
You didn't have a scholarship with that 3.7 GPA?
I had some scholarships. I just also made some bad decisions for pulling out extra loans.
Yeah.
Also, my first semester, I was a very good high school student, but then at college is a whole thing. it just was harder for me to... do all the work, so it's more you're more on your own in college. Like,
yeah,
you don't go to class as often, and so I struggled my first couple semesters. But it's a real turnaround story because I know,
yeah,
as you know, magna cum laude.
There we go.
This guy,
you pulled it out. And what was the difference? What got you the final stretch?
Guilt for losing that scholarship.
Interesting.
It's a strong motivator. Guilt.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have any debt, student debt. And I mean, cool. I keep saying things that are just true, but they sound like I'm bragging. But my daddy's so rich, he pay for everything. Why did I say that? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, man, it's been a joy chatting with you, Jordan.
It's been so fun. We want to say congrats to all the college graduates out there. This was a great way to end your graduation party.
Yeah, congrats on graduating, and may your future be full of actual jobs. But it's been a joy. Let us know if you enjoyed this style of episode, and if you want to see more of them, what other top dry bar jokes you want us to cull through, react with, laugh with, because this is the Dry Bar Comedy Podcast.
And we got the clips.
And we got the laughs.
And we'll keep PPR. Talking about it.
And we don't know how to finish this thing. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next time. Bye, folks.